Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
There's a song in the musical Camelot that takes note of, quote, the lusty month of May. Well, maybe in Camelot, good times were had by all last month, but here in Toledo in Northwest Ohio, I think a more appropriate description would have been the blustery month of May. Chilly and damp, it just seemed less pleasant than it's supposed to. So let's just move on and flip the calendar to June. A little research convinced me that June 1st deserves a lot more attention and credit than it gets. Let's go way back and start with June 1st, 1648. Certainly you remember that was the day that the Treaty of Westphalia was signed. You recall that, right? It was in all the papers. If you're having trouble pinpointing just what the Treaty of Westphalia was, it was the document that ended the 30 Years' War and reshaped the political landscape of Europe. So it was kind of a big deal. Closer to home, Kentucky was admitted to the Union as the 15th state on June 1, 1792. 4 years later, in 1796, Tennessee became the 16th state, again on June 1st. So from Louisville to Nashville, from Lexington to Memphis, let freedom ring. Let's jump forward to a number of June 1st events that occurred much more recently and impact our lives in so many ways. On June 1st, 1953, the structure of DNA was revealed and published by James Watson and Francis Crick. DNA revolutionized genetics, forever changing our understanding of the human body, and by the way, solving a lot of murder cases nobody thought solvable. On June 1st, 1974, Dr. Henry Heimlich introduced the Heimlich maneuver, saving countless choking victims over the years since. 6 years later, on June 1st, 1980, the news network CNN was launched, becoming the first news channel that was on the air 24 hours a day. A technological milestone occurred the same day with the debut of the Boeing 747, a giant airplane that transformed air travel. I remember my excitement the first time I flew on one. Almost as transcendent was the release on this date in 1967 of the Beatles' iconic album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, truly a landmark achievement in the history of popular music. The songs are as familiar today as when they were released. There's the title track, plus Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, When I'm 64, and With a Little Help from My Friends. That album was a true classic. Speaking of popular music in the world of entertainment, today is also the birthday of Marilyn Monroe, the superstar of her era, and Taylor Swift, the superstar of her era. You know who else is celebrating her birthday today? Here's a partial list. Actor Morgan Freeman, comedian Amy Schumer, supermodel Heidi Klum, singer-songwriter Alanis Morissette. Today's also the birthday of singer Pat Boone. If you're as old as I am, you're probably going to be humming Love Letters in the Sand for the rest of the evening. Finally, June 1st is noteworthy for another reason. Today happens to be Say Something Nice Day. Well, I promise to try, but as an old editorial writer, that'll be difficult for me.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.